on the second occasion, I think my guard was really down. We'd gone on holiday. We hadn't encountered any press. I assumed wrongly that we were... I forgot myself for a few moments. And the result was that I was long-lensed again. Initially, there were photographs only of me. And while I don't accept that... Well, to call a spade, I'm a writer. So I don't really think that it's of any relevance or in any public interest to know what I look like in a swimsuit. But the general feeling of people around me was leave it. And I felt the same way. I felt that I wasn't going to be able to succeed in preventing publication of that photograph of me. I was very concerned because when I saw the photograph, I knew they must have photographs of the children because I knew that I was in very close proximity to the children all of that afternoon. And sure enough, the picture agency confirmed that they were holding a picture. They said one photograph of the children and agreed to destroy it, which I believe was done. I've never seen that photograph published.
That give rise to a PCC complaint
of your eldest daughter's school.
Yeah. Well, this is one of the incidents about which I feel most outrage. A journalist contacted, did not contact me. I'm a highly contactable person. I have an agent. There's a PR firm that represents me. I have publishers. There are numerous ways to contact me very easily. No one contacted me. They went directly to the headmaster of my child's school. And as I say in my witness statement, the claim by the journalist was that my eldest daughter had distressed fellow pupils by revealing that Harry Potter died in the final Harry Potter movie. And that the headmaster had received complaints from students and parents because their children were so upset by this. So my daughter was being characterised as some kind of bully, as using information from me to upset people. And there was not one word of truth in it. There had been no complaint. My daughter could not possibly have told anyone what happened in Book 7 because at her own request she didn't want to know. So it's... I mean, what... I am very wary of speculating, but I have been on the receiving end of stories being put to one that probably, I would guess, the journalist is aware aren't true. But the strategy seems to be that they will surprise someone into saying something that they can then print. So, because I would say, why not contact me? But possibly there was a hope that the headmaster might inadvertently reveal that she had said something. Inadvertently reveal. Well, that's not what I heard. I heard she says he survives. Who knows? But again, to approach my daughter's school to me was outrageous.
This is a time of wild speculation.